Okay, let's go over here to Renton, it says, and listen to Trent. Hi, Trent, what's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Yeah, I was very interested in that MMS. It recently saved my life big time on an infection that I had that it just wiped out just immediately. It was unbelievable. It originally started with an infection, probably from the teeth, and it got down into the lymph node under the neck. And it, all of a sudden, in like overnight, it kind of hardened up, swelled up, and ate through the skin and was leaking pus like immediately.
Oi.
And it was I tried. I do a lot of natural stuff. I tried a bunch of stuff. Nothing really worked. So I finally unwillingly went to the hospital. They immediately put me in ICU and stuck me on antibiotic Christmas tree with five or six different types of IVs of antibiotics running around the clock pretty much for 10 days. Cost $100,000. I got out of there pretty beat up. So it kind of recovered slowly, and I still had like a big scar. It was like a big gaping hole in my neck. Had a big scab on it. Took a long time for it to kind of go away. Well, 6 months goes by, and all of a sudden, boom, it strikes again. I went... I was going to try to come to your clinic to get the UVBI. Couldn't get through, though. It just kept, things kept getting scrambled, and I couldn't get to the person that did that. So after 2 days of trying, I was thinking of all the other things that I hadn't tried, which was the MMS. I tried that, and I called my friend up, and as I was trying it, to give me a lift over to the the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, and then I took the MMS. I mixed it with vinegar, by the way, which made it a lot simpler. I didn't have the citric acid mix ready or anything, and I was getting pretty weak at that point. So took the MMS and was on the way to the hospital, and he happened to have his mother was visiting his daughter, and they are both registered nurses, and they are like two blocks short of Valley General. So he said, let's stop and talk to them first, let them look at it. And I agreed, and we went in, and they said, oh, ooh, yeah, don't touch it. Ooh, that's ugly. Ooh, that's terrible. And it was just, like, leaking. You'd bend over, and it'd just leak out goopy, pussy, just stuff, just big hole in my neck. So by the time I got there, which was probably a half an hour to 45 minutes after I called him, it had started to dry up. It wasn't leaking. When I leaned over, it didn't fall out of my neck like it was. And it dried it up. And you know, we sat there for 20 minutes, and they was trying to push me down the road to get to the hospital, telling me that was my only hope. And at that point, I realized this thing had dried up. I'll give it a little more time. So we sat out in the car for 20 minutes, and he drove me home, and it dried up, and I took some more doses of it, and it just went away within like I'd say within 24 hours, it was definitely way better. Within 48 hours, it stopped leaking and was starting to form a scab, so it was just immediate. And that was just one of the awesomest things I've ever seen. As far as infections go, and I highly recommend it for anybody that's got serious infections way over the UVBI. I think it's ahead of that. I think it's just, my experience of it was, it saved that second trip. The first trip was $100,000, and that second trip would have been that much again. I got to say, and I did it for probably, it was probably less than $4 or $5 worth of materials. And I did it on my own, and I didn't have all the getting beat up that you get when you go to the hospital and get full of needles and on your back and all that stuff. So I just can't say enough about MMS. It's a first try. It doesn't hurt you. It's nothing. It doesn't kill all your bacteria in your gut off. It doesn't mess with your body in a lot of ways that you might assume. And it's just an amazing thing to me.
Well, sir, thank you very much for telling us about your experience. And for folks who aren't familiar with this, what Trent is telling us about is M, as in mother or Mary, MMS. And you put those letters into your search engine and a space, and then put in the word infection, and you can read all about it. It is harmless. The problem with it is it's not patentable, cannot be sold at a terrifically high price. In fact, it's quite low price, and therefore is under attack quite frequently as being, quote, unproven, unquote. I think that Trent would disagree with that unproven from what he says. Is that true, Kent?
What's that?
Trent? I think you would disagree with anyone who says it's an unproven remedy and should be abolished, wouldn't you?
I think it's very proven with all those cases in Africa with curing up this and that. And I, as far as I can tell, it cures across the board anything, pretty much. Anything in the bacterial, the viral thing, I don't think they found anything that it won't kick in and kill.
And the nice thing is that it won't hurt the people who use it, and that's very important, isn't it, Trent?
Yeah, that's been. I was concerned about that. Did a lot of tracking down, and it doesn't. It doesn't mess with the gut bacteria, upset balances. There's a lot of things that don't do that you would assume that it would.
So, folks, if you're interested in this, please do your research online. Talk to your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and you may have something that may someday be life-saving when there's an epidemic or when folks can't get to the hospital, all of those circumstances. No, we don't sell it at Tahoma Dispensary. I'm not trying to sell you a thing except for information, and that we're not even selling either.
Save me that second $100,000.
There you go, sir. Okay, well, we better go on to our break, sir, but thank you so much for letting us all know about MMS.